My name is Raiden Greer. I am an actress and a filmmaker, and I've actually wanted to do a podcast since 2017 was when I first started thinking about it. And I actually bought a microphone and actually recorded some stuff. And then I was like, whatever, I don't know what I'm doing. And I just lost my nerve completely and I never did it. And here it is, 3 years later, and we're all in quarantine and everybody's got a freaking podcast. But I was just thinking about what I wanted to do this year, and the year's almost over. And for some reason, this podcast thing just keeps coming up for me. So I feel drawn to do this. I feel called to do this. And that's why I'm doing it, because, you know, you just can't ignore your gut feeling. So my gut feeling is telling me to do this podcast. Here we go. Diaries of a Pretender. Okay, so I want to talk about body mods and tattoos. I don't know why. Again, it's one of those things that I'm just feeling drawn to today. I was thinking about just, you know, doing an introduction and talking about who I am and about my background, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to talk about body mods and tattoos for ostensibly no reason, other than it's just calling to me. So a lot of people don't know about me that I used to have my tongue pierced, and I actually don't even have like any reason that I could possibly give for why I did that. I have a scar on the middle of my tongue now, but people always say that it's like some kind of gross sexual thing, and at least for me, it definitely wasn't. I think I just thought, you know, I'm being edgy. This is the edgy thing to do. And it was actually not that painful. Surprisingly, it was not that painful. You would think that would be like the worst thing ever, but it wasn't. And then I later ended up actually getting my septum pierced, and that hurt way more. I had tears squirting out of my eyes when I had that done. But I got my tongue pierced, and my family was horrified. That must have been in 2012 or something, and I booked this movie called The Host, and it was the first time, still the only time so far in my career, that I've gone to be somewhere else on location. They were shooting the movie in Louisiana, and I was not living there at the time. So I went there, and I worked on the movie for like more than 2 weeks, maybe not 3 weeks, but it was, you know, like quite a while. That I was showing up every day shooting on a soundstage in Baton Rouge. And there were a lot of young, hold for a plane. Can you hear that? There's literally a plane going right over the house, I guess. Wow, it's so loud. Anyway, there were a lot of, you know, up and coming young actors, and a lot of them were British. The movie was starring Saoirse Ronan, who's obviously Irish. And I'm from the South, and I was just like showing up. I'd just gotten my tongue pierced, and I had this clear spacer that I was wearing in it because I didn't want to have a huge silver tongue stud hanging out of my mouth on camera. So I remember being at the lunch table, sitting next to like Emily Browning and all the other people that were in the movie. And I was like messing with this. I was trying to eat and this plastic spacer I had in my tongue was like falling out. And I was like digging in my tongue. And I'm sure everyone thought I was like a complete hillbilly, which I was at that time. And I look back on that and I think how ridiculous, how stupid. Why would I want to be doing that? So I ended up losing that piercing. And it also knocked into my teeth all the time, and I would accidentally bite into it when I was eating. It was just really not worth it. Not a worthwhile endeavor, for sure, I would say. But I guess that was the first thing that I had done as far as body mods or tattoos. And then, of course, like I said, I ended up getting my septum pierced. And I actually liked that, but again, it was like a huge pain in the ass to have to keep up with, especially whenever I would, you know, have to work or go out in public. I also worked at a bar at that time. By that time, I moved to Louisiana and I worked in a bar, and the bar, the owner was so mean. He made me cry in front of the customers. He screamed at us all the time. He was like really not a good boss. But I was working at the bar after I had just gotten my septum pierced, and I would flip it up into my nose if I needed to make it not be seen. And I guess I had it flipped down on like a Friday night when I was working, and we broke the cash register and he had to come up to the bar and fix it. And he saw me with my nose ring and he was like, get that shit out of your nose. Can't wear that shit up here. And I was like, okay, sorry. So that was when I realized that that was not going to go over very well. Anyway, then I decided to start getting tattoos. I always thought I wanted a lot of tattoos. And then by the time I got old enough and had money to do it, I just ended up getting like a couple of small ones. And the first one that I got was, to be honest, I forget what it was that I wanted it to say, which sounds really stupid at this stage, that I would get a tattoo and not remember what it said, because I got it in Greek lettering because I thought it would look cool. Whoops. So I literally did like Google Translate. I actually am not gonna say what it means because I need to keep a secret in my life. I usually tell everybody everything. I was actually going to call this podcast Previously Undisclosed because I wanted it to just be like, you know, cool stories about stuff that have never been told publicly. And then I don't actually know why I decided not to do that. And I decided to call it Diaries of a Pretender instead. But, okay, I forgot what I was saying. Man, what was I talking about? Oh, my first tattoo. I wanted it to be in Greek lettering because I thought it looked cool. And I thought it would be like a cool, super secret thing, like just for me to know. And now I forget what it says all the time. But like, most of my adult life, I end up doing pretty much everything by myself, and I'm always alone. It sounds sad, but I mean, I like being alone. It's not like a problem for me, but it's just the truth that, you know, like living the kind of lifestyle that I do, I'm just alone a lot. Even if I'm dating someone, I'm still alone. So I decided to get my first tattoo when I lived in Baton Rouge, and I typed it in Google Translate Greek, printed it out. I don't know why. I took the paper and walked up the road to the tattoo shop by myself to get my first tattoo. And I walked in and I was like, hey, just want to get a tat. I didn't say tat. I was like, I just want to get a tattoo here. And I hand him like the thing I printed out. And he was like, you want it this size? And I was like, sure. I was also trying to seem like cool because I was actually kind of nervous, you know, because it was my first one and I was up there by myself like a freaking nerd with no friends. And I'm sure the guy thought I was a moron and just like a dumb girl coming to get a dumb Greek lettering tattoo. Excuse me. There's just an extraordinarily loud noise again. Anyway, so I got it on my side of my rib cage and it was over like really fast. And the guy didn't really say much and I didn't really say much. Then I went home. That was it. And then I loved it. I was like obsessed with it. I would look in the mirror at it all the time. And I was like, damn, I gotta get more of these because this feels good. So what did I do? I thought up another phrase that I wanted to get tattooed, and I put that one in Greek as well. Google Translate, Greek. Picked up that paper, picked up that bad boy, walked by myself up to the tattoo shop. This was like literally a week later after I got my first one, and I was like, hey, just want to get this tattooed. They were like, this size? And I was like, look, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's the size it is. That's fine with me. Whatever. So again, they just like slapped it on. It actually was not the same size lettering as the first one. So that was a little strange. They went a little bigger for some reason on the second one. So then I had one, oh my God, loud noise. There must be like a garbage truck circling around, like a drag race going on outside. Okay, so then I had a Greek lettering phrase that nobody knows but me on each side of my rib cage. And I was feeling pretty good about that. And then I went to New Orleans and I was walking around on like Frenchman Street, as you do, meeting strangers, talking to people. And here we go. Here comes a Greek dude. I was like, oh my God, you're Greek? And he was like, yes. And I was like, I have a Greek tattoo. You should check it out. And then I showed it. And he was like, this grammar is not, I'm doing like a weird French accent. Okay, scratch the accent. I don't know what he sounded like, to be honest with you. It was a very long time ago. And I don't know that many Greek people. Anyway, he told me that the grammar was in fact incorrect on my second tattoo. And I was like, I don't give a shit, honestly. But thanks for the info. That's how that went. And then actually the next, this is so embarrassing. So then the next tattoo that I got was something that I came up with and I drew on an index card. And I thought it was pretty, I still like it, honestly. It was pretty cool. It's like a coffin with some like letters and stuff that correspond to a Say Anything lyric. Because I love Say Anything. And the band, not the movie. I've actually never seen the movie. But the band's really good. Anyway, and I drew once again. I drew the image on the note card. I went over it two or three times, actually, to get it just right. And then I walked myself up to the tattoo shop for the third time alone. And I walked in and I was like, hey, it's me again. Just here to get another tattoo. They were like, do you want it this? I'm like, yes, this size, the exact size I drew it. Let's get it over with. Here to get a tattoo, man. I don't know if they may have liked me because I didn't ask them to really do a lot of work. I didn't ask them to do any art or, you know, like it took no time, all of this, because it's just like lines. And they just charged me the shop minimum and I just came in alone and left and didn't bother anybody. Or I don't know, maybe they were like, what's wrong with this bitch? Why does she keep coming in here alone, walking? Like, where is she coming from? Where does she live? I never asked. Anyway, I got that tattoo done on the side of my hip. And then after that, I gave it a rest for a while. And finally, when I went back to that shop, I got all this done at the same shop. When I went back, I finally had a friend. I made a friend, and we actually went and got a tattoo together, the same tattoo. So that was an experience. I had to pay for it. I had to pay for his too because he didn't have any money. I didn't love that aspect of it, but you know, that's just the way things were back then. So yeah, we both got a Sailor Jerry's flash. And that was pretty cool because, you know, I wasn't just like showing up alone again. I kind of don't like the idea that I have a matching tattoo with somebody anymore. Also, we're not friends anymore. So that's kind of awkward. I'll probably never see him again though. So it's just as well. And at least it's a Sailor Jerry's flash. So it's actually like, you know, somewhat interesting to look at. And then when I lived in New York, I always wanted to go get a Friday the 13th flash on Friday the 13th. So if you're not aware of this, if you don't follow tattoo culture, pretty much every shop does a special on Friday the 13th where they do like a certain flash sheet of Friday the 13th themed items, like a little black cat or like dice with a 1 and a 3. My computer just turned off. Okay, I guess it's all good. They do like a sheet of specific flash and you can get anything on it for $13. First come, first serve, you know, show up and get something random. And I always wanted to do that. I thought that sounded like so fun. And so when I lived in New York, there was this pretty well-known shop that I followed on Instagram and they posted their Friday the 13th specials. And I was like, this is it. This is the moment I'm going to go get a freaking Friday the 13th flash done. They were doing it at the Harley Davidson store in like lower Manhattan. So I decided like, this is it. I got on the subway. It was actually very far from where I lived at the time. And once again, I made the pilgrimage alone. And I was walking through Chinatown, very noisy, people selling stuff on the street. And I found the Harley Davidson store where they were doing the tattoos. And there were a ton of people in there. I could see through the windows. And all of a sudden, I got really nervous. And I felt really awkward because I was by myself. And I just started thinking, like, what am I going to say? Is this going to be the weirdest thing ever? Am I going to feel so uncomfortable and dumb? And I don't even know why I thought that. Like I said, I do everything by myself. But for some reason that day, I was so self-conscious that I didn't do it. I just walked back to the subway and just left. And that was actually not the only time that I've done something like that in New York City. There was another time that I just moved there and I was lonely and I wanted, you know, like to just get out of the apartment and go do something. So, oh my God, the drag racing truck. This is my first one, so I don't know if it's going to be on the audio recording, the loud drag racer, so I have to pause. I'm sorry. Next time I'm going to be better at this. Anyway, so I wanted to get out of the apartment and go do something because I was feeling lonely, and I'm in New York City. I can think of something to go do, you know, but it was actually really cold this night in particular, and I was living in Chinatown at the time, and I got on the subway and I went to Brooklyn because I wanted to go to Peter Pan Bakery and get a donut. It's supposed to be like the best donuts. So I went at like 10 o'clock at night and they were closed. I think they had just closed. But either way, it's like very out of the way to get to using the subway from Chinatown to where it's located. So it was like a 2-hour excursion that resulted in nothing. Not even a donut. Didn't meet a friend. Literally nothing happened except me just riding the subway and being cold. And then going back to my room and just reflecting on that. So, yeah. And also at that time, I was dating a guy who was extremely tattooed, very heavily tattooed, but he didn't live there. So it was like a long distance relationship. That's why I was lonely. But he also taught me a bunch of like ideas about tattooing that I didn't know about. But like, he's the most tattooed person I've ever met or known. Like, everything on his body almost is covered with a tattoo. But he was like, if you see somebody with a bunch of really well designed, like beautiful tattoos, and that's all they have, they're not really into tattoo culture. Because if you're really into tattoo culture, you'll get a tattoo of fucking anything. And that was around the time that he just got a tattoo of Felix the Cat for no reason. And that was like not even the like the ugliest one that he had. So that was interesting. I didn't know about that. So I guess, also when I lived in New York, I went to this shop called, I don't know if it's, if you say Maria Tash, I kind of feel like it's Maria Tash. It could be Tosh, T-A-S-H. And she makes this really beautiful jewelry and it's very expensive. And I went to the store with a friend of mine who had a lot of money, a lot more money than I did. And this was when I had my septum pierced at the time again. And we went in and she was getting her nose pierced there. And I was just going with her. And I bought a really cute nose ring there for my septum. Like it's this, they call it a clicker. So it just like has a hinge on the bottom and it opens and clicks shut. And it's super cute. And I mean, they're very well made. They're very adorable. So I was like, yeah, I'll get that one. And it was like $250. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll get it. Oh boy. I was, you know, like, oh my God, my rent's like $1,000 a month and I'm bartending and trying to get acting jobs. And I've just spent $250 on a fucking nose ring. But I went ahead and did it because, you know, like, what else am I going to do at that point? She already got it out and, like, was checking me out. Anyway, I actually still have it. And I bought it, like, more than 5 years ago. I don't wear it anymore. I don't even know if I still have that piercing hole. But anyway, I just recently got, like, I started getting these emails from her shop, and I haven't gotten emails from her for all these years, but I got one, and it was, like, an email about these really gorgeous earrings that she's got for sale, and I was like, wow, I never wear earrings. That's the weirdest thing. Like, I've had my nose pierced and my tongue pierced, and I never wear earrings. Never. I just think they don't look good on me. And I also have a lot of trouble getting them in. Whenever I'm on set and I have to wear earrings, I like get so nervous. If I walk in my dressing room, my trailer, and like they leave all the jewelry and like your costume and stuff in your trailer, and you're supposed to, like, you know, get dressed and put all of your accessories and stuff on. If I walk in and I see earrings, I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so stressed out. Oh my God. And then I have to, like, jam them into my ear. Like, I'm sweating. I'm, like, nervous. Because then I'm like, what am I going to say if I can't get this in? That's going to be so embarrassing. If I have to go tell the wardrobe people, like, I can't wear an earring and now my earlobe is bleeding because I try to jam it in my ear for 10 minutes. But usually by some, like at the last second, it will go in and I'll be like, okay, all right, it's fine. And then I'll walk out and act like nothing out of the ordinary happened at all. That happens to me every time, though. So anyway, I got this email from Maria Tash about these new earrings that she has, and they're beautiful. And I was like, this is what I need. I would actually wear earrings if I had some really cool ones like this. I mean, they were like a drop stud with like a beautiful, like a diamond cut in like this shape that they don't even cut diamonds in normally. And then it will have like a little chain going around the side. And like, they're so cool. So I clicked on it. I'm like, let me get one of these earrings and change my life today. I clicked on it and it was $12,000. It was $12,000, not even for the pair, for one earring. So I guess $24,000 if you would like two of them, for if you have two ears. And then I was like, oh, honestly, I'm honored that you thought of me. I'm honored that you thought I had that kind of money to even send me this email. But my God, I am so sorry. You're going to have to get this out of here. You know, at my email address, there is nobody who is buying a $12,000 earring. I don't know. Maybe if the podcast takes off, maybe I could actually get a $12,000 earring. Change my life for good. I was also thinking, like, honestly, I'm either starting a podcast or I'm starting an OnlyFans. And those are the only two options at this time. And I'm not starting an OnlyFans. So I hope this goes well for me, for everybody's sake. All right. I actually cannot tell how long I've been on, but I'm feeling like it's probably a good 30 minutes. I think that's going to do it for today. But yeah, go ahead and hit me with your comments about this. There's going to be more episodes where I'm going to talk about a variety of topics and stories. I've got a lot of stories, guys. And I mean, you're going to want to hear this while you're driving to work. You're going to want to hear this while you're doing data entry. I mean, why the hell not, honestly? Okay, I feel like this has been a good experience for both of us. And I will see you next time. I'll talk to you next time. You know what I mean? God. Okay. This has been Diaries of a Pretender with me, Raiden Greer. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe so you can catch those new episodes right away. Also, you can find me on Instagram at Raiden Greer. Thanks for listening.